Hey y'all, welcome to Jesse's Fireside Chats. Today, we're going to be talking about the problems with socialism and communism. And I'm going to do it a bit different. I'm going to look at it from the perspective of the Ten Commandments and figure out how socialism breaks the Ten Commandments. And spoiler alert, it does so in many ways. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Communism versus the Ten Commandments. Let's get started. First, socialism violates the First Commandment. The First Commandment says that we should have no other gods except Him, but socialism turns the state into a god. An example of this is that in North Korea, when the dear leader passes away, people have to performatively wail and moan and mourn for him. And that's another point. Sometimes it's not even the state that's directly turned into a god, but the dear leader of the state. In 1984, which is fiction, but is definitely an influential way of understanding how communism works. Big Brother was the dear leader. In Soviet Russia, it was Stalin. In North Korea, it's Kim Jong-un right now, at least as far as we know. And the Kim family as a whole is treated like they're some sacred thing that descended from heaven or something, even though we know that's not true. So then the second commandment, which is intertwined with the first, says that we should not make or worship idols. Socialism creates idols. I have no problem with monuments themselves. Monuments can be great for remembering history and whatnot, but in North Korea, they have many, many monuments to the dear leader or to his grandfather, Kim Jong, or not Kim Jong Il, Kim Il Sung. And so the people are required to worship these things, and also the people in North Korea are required to wear these pins on their chest that have a picture of the dear leader on them. So that's how the state creates idols. And then the third commandment says that we shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain. As far as I know, the state hasn't directly done that in a communist country, although I could be wrong on that. But advocates for communism definitely do. First of all, you have people nonsensically claiming that Jesus would have been a communist, even though there's no biblical evidence for that whatsoever. And they are doing this in the name of an ideology that has killed millions of people. And the best understanding of what taking the Lord's name in vain means is not just if you say, oh my, and you don't say gosh, but also the worst form of that is if you use his name to justify an ideology that is evil, that kills millions of people. And as we will get to later, socialism is exhibit A for this. Okay, so then the fourth commandment says that we should remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Socialism doesn't directly violate that, you could argue, but it definitely does at least indirectly violate that. Because socialist and communist countries, they tend to go after the church. They tend to either shut down the churches entirely, or if they keep them around, they strictly regulate them and hollow them out so much that the church basically becomes an organ of the state wearing some creepy, church bodysuit, like an assassin bug does. it looks like a church, but it's really just controlled by the state. The Bible is either cast out entirely or only parts of it that are convenient to the state are left in. And the church doesn't do or say anything the state doesn't like, or it gets shut down. Sometimes it gets shut down anyway. The fifth commandment is that we should honor our mother and father. Socialism definitely breaks this. First, you have, in some countries, youth organizations where kids are encouraged to snitch on their parents and other adults for wrong think. And in general, socialism seeks to break up the family using any means necessary in order to cause people to forgo their familial bonds in favor of government loyalty and not be loyal to anything but the state. For example, even now you're seeing some socialists and other people on the left who are wanting for children who are gender confused to not tell their parents about their confusions and to only trust the teachers in government schools with those and to, you know, live as that gender that they're not rather than lean on God and their family to work through whatever is causing this issue. And then the sixth commandment says that we shouldn't commit adultery. Now, socialism does not directly break this per se, although a lot of the same people who advocate socialism also advocate for people to do whatever they want in the flesh, and so they at least would have no problem with adultery. The seventh commandment says we shall not murder. Thou shalt not murder. Socialism definitely murders. As I have mentioned before, socialism has killed, by all estimates I could find, at least 100 million people. At least. Nobody even really knows the exact death toll of socialism. And as far as I can tell, these millions of people only include civilians. That doesn't even count soldiers who go off and die in wars launched by these countries, because for all their talk about anti-imperialism and decolonization and blah blah blah, these socialists seem to be historically ignorant, because the USSR and China and other countries like that that are socialist either have launched, in the case of the USSR trying to take over Finland and Russia seizing like some of these other countries around it to form the USSR in the first place, or are intending to launch, in the case of China invading Taiwan, like as it wants to, wars of conquest. They also seem to completely fail to understand that concentration camps are also a common feature in socialist countries. In North Korea, the nearest estimate I could find is that 120,000 people are currently kept in slave labor camps. And in China, over 1 million people who are Uyghurs are kept in concentration camps. Now, this doesn't exactly have to do with murder, per se, but it does show that socialism does not love thy neighbor, at the very least. And I know that's not a commandment in the Ten Commandments, but I am mentioning it here because Jesus says that the most important commandment is to love our neighbor. Anyway, the Eighth Commandment says we shall not steal. Now, socialism steals all the time. Not only in the terms of high taxes, especially for the quote-unquote rich, but also sometimes even just taking people's property and people's goods. I mean, in the USSR, people would often lose everything, especially if they were people that the government didn't like. They call some of this stuff redistribution, socialists do, but redistribution is just theft with 500% of the syllables. Redistribution is taking something from someone you don't like and giving it to somebody else. And also, a lot of times, most of the wealth in these countries doesn't even go to the common man, the working man, the whatever they call him. It goes to the elites, the party members and leadership. In North Korea, a third of people are malnourished, while the Kim family lives in absolute luxury with, like, personal pizza chefs and everything. There's nothing wrong with being rich, but when you get rich by stealing from other people, especially in the name of an ideology that promises to bring equality, that's dishonest, at least. Which brings us to the next commandment. Thou shalt not lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness, it technically says. But that's usually understood to mean you shouldn't lie. Socialists lie all the time. They lie about wanting to bring equality. As we illustrated, they clearly don't. They just create a new oligarchy. They create often more income inequality between the top and the bottom of society than existed before. They lie about anything they have to in order to get power, because that's the biggest lie that they tell, is that they don't want power, they just want to make lives better for everybody, and the working man and all of this. But really, the people at the top of it just want power. They just want to get rid of whoever's currently in power and replace them with themselves. That's all it is. It's self-centered, dishonest, and just there is no way you can believe that socialism will ever bring what it promises, because it's built on lies. And finally, the 10th commandment says we shall not covet. Now, socialism breaks this one too, because in order to want to steal from everybody and quote-unquote redistribute, you have to start with coveting. Now, some people think coveting just means you shouldn't want what others have. Now, true, it's unhealthy to obsess over your neighbor's couch or his house or whatever he has that you don't have. But coveting is a step above just simple jealousy. It's, I want that, so I'm going to do whatever I have to get it. And that's the way socialists act. They want the wealth. They want the power. They want the control over how everybody else lives their lives. And so they will do whatever they have to do in order to get it. So to recap, socialism either directly or indirectly breaks every commandment, except for maybe the 6th commandment. It promises to be an ideology of equality and prosperity, but it never has been and it never will be. It is built on lies, corruption, and power, and the blood of millions of innocents. I hope this has been a heavy subject, so I'm sure you haven't enjoyed it per se, but I hope you've at least become more informed about what you're being sold, and I hope you pass this along to your friends and your family so that they don't drink the Kool-Aid. And I also hope you subscribe to Jesse's Fireside Chats wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll see you again next time. Have a blessed day.